Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant joining us this morning. Terry, morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. Under this these circumstances we have in Springfield these days, at least I'm still smiling.
Yeah, which will preserve you in the harshest of times. All right, so let's take a look at some of this issue. One, the governor said, you know, the $5 billion pass-through on federal monies, and then $600 million in state funds is added to it. It changes the entire story.
Right. Yeah, we were last week. I was actually thinking, hey, we've turned the corner. You know, the Senate passed a bill that would allow us would give a mechanism to allow these federal funds to start being spent, and it was a clean bill, no issues with it. Governor was supporting it. It was to come to. We came up here last night at 4 o'clock to have second reading because, as you know, it has to be read three times. So today, our intention was to go in and be able to vote on this bill and let these federal pass-through monies start being paid. Sometime yesterday morning, I got a text that said, "Hold on that bill. There's been an amendment filed to it, and we're looking at it." So, of course, by the time we got here yesterday, we started seeing what all was added on to it. And, you know, Tom, the really frustrating part of this is we know clearly that we only have $32 billion to spend. And that's been what some of the pushback has been. Where do you get the additional funds if we decide to do that? Or what do you cut if we're not doing that? And with this amendment adding $5 billion, we're looking at now the possibility of our spending being at $38 billion. So just think about that. We're going to have $32 billion in revenue and possibly $38 billion in spending. That's insane.
And it looks as though the governor's not going to support it, and judging from the tone here that you're not going to support this legislation as written. You would if it was the $5 billion federal pass-through, but not with the $5 billion, $600 million addition and $600 million being state funds because of its impact and what it says about our budgetary process.
That's right. So the original amendment, it's Amendment 2 that is the problem. Amendment 1 was some additional pass-through money that... I hate to say it was discovered, but as they're sorting through all of this, it was another $140 million or so that was additional pass-through money, and so that was Amendment 1. No issue that I can tell with that one, but Amendment 2 is an amendment that just really tacks on some more general revenue spending. So everyone's intention was to free up all of this federal money. That to me, that's a no-brainer. One of my roommates here in Springfield, been here for several years, and she's in the Senate. And I remember she said last week, "I sure hope that Speaker Madigan doesn't add another poison pill like he usually does." And I'm trying not to become
cynical and jaded.
Cynical is a good term. I'm trying not to become cynical about what goes on here. But when all of a sudden that pops up, then you start to think, wait, there's a regular playbook that gets used here. And again, we're back to, business as usual by the old guard. And, I know there are a lot of people at home who are really frustrated about what seems to be the progress. We have made a lot of progress here this year. There's been some remarkable bills that have gone through. I personally, got some bills through, one in particular that affects the National Guard, and those are good. There's been some good work here. And those, my four bills went through with zero no votes. So there is considerable amount of bipartisanship here on many issues, but on the spending, it is insane and should be criminal.
Well, it's interesting because, usually a freshman legislator doesn't get their legislation passed. They just don't have the juice. That was one of the first things I noticed when I saw your legislation passed, that doesn't often happen with freshmen. As our time is trying to get away from us here, I want to move on to a different subject because, you saw this heating up yesterday over the budget itself involving the $600 million. But we're also seeing the relationship between AFSCME and the governor and the topic of binding arbitration, that this, too, is another item that is starting to reach its boiling point, I feel.
Yeah, I know my offices, we've gotten a couple hundred phone calls from AFSCME members. Day before yesterday and then again yesterday, we started getting, we're up to close to 200 now, of phone calls asking me to support the governor's veto. So it's a pretty mixed bag of those who want the governor's veto overridden and those who don't. And in a nutshell, the farther down the road we get with this this crazy spending, the harder it gets to support things that are going to create more spending for me. And I've had a good relationship so far with AFSCME. We've been able to talk about a lot of this issue. They've been in the office weekly so they can give me updates on where they feel they are on negotiations, and I've been in contact with the governor's office frequently, so I kind of give them updates on where I think it's going. But, you know, their contract negotiations are tough, and but we're only a short time into this, and Senate Bill 1229 is really a scary prospect. So watching it closely, I do want to know that the governor is negotiating in good faith. I'd like to know AFSCME is negotiating in good faith, and they've assured me that they're doing that, and I'm still very optimistic. We have until the 19th before the Senate even votes on it, and then the House has 15 days after that to pick it up. So, you know, as I've said before, 1 or 2 days in contract negotiations is a lifetime. So I'm encouraging both sides to continue to negotiate and work through this. It can be very trying to your nerves, but in the end, I think that we're going to get to a place that we can afford, and that the AFSCME members and all other state employees who are involved, whose contracts come after AFSCME's, I'm encouraged that they will get a fair contract. It's just a matter of fighting through all of this, and that's common and normal for contract negotiations. Doesn't feel good at the time, but I think we'll get to a decent place in the end.
Yeah, I noticed Jim Marlowe has shared with me a copy of a letter that he's sending to politicians, and you are on the list that he is going to send it to, if I remember correctly. Yeah, there you are on the list from Jim Marlowe with his concerns about what is going to happen as we continue to march through this and still don't have a budget. Matter of fact, yesterday Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner, was in the studio with me talking about his concerns about the future. If we don't, and it seems to be that next month is a lot of the numbers that we're hearing where people say we got to have something done by then, especially smaller communities that live on thinner margins, that, you know, we're limping, dog paddling from one thing to the next now, but September seems to be the breaking point for a lot of people if something more substantial hasn't been done.
All along the Labor Day seems to have kind of been a date that keeps getting thrown around. And there are people who really are hurting. There is absolutely no doubt about that. When you're looking at Meals on Wheels and then so many folks that really are in a bad position. But, you know, I keep reminding people, I do not want to make this partisan, but the man who controls everything in the House is Speaker Madigan. Bills get called because Madigan wants them called, or they don't get called because he doesn't want them called. And, you know, if he's holding out because he wants a new revenue stream, then call a bill that has a new revenue stream in it. They've got 71 votes. You know, as always, Speaker Madigan's side of the aisle can pretty much do whatever they want to do. And so it is frustrating to see the fact that we're sitting here at this time and we don't have a balanced budget, and we don't have if a revenue stream is needed. And obviously, if we're looking at $38 billion in spending already, that spending comes from consent decrees from the court, which say that there are things that you have to pay for whether you have a budget or not. And so the court is ordering certain spending. We have the appropriations for schools, and now I don't know what's going to happen with this bill today, but And again, because the amendments added on, now the governor was waiting for us to pass this, and it was my belief he was going to immediately sign it, and now the amendments are added to it. So regardless of what happens today, it has to go back to the Senate, and they're not back in until the 19th.